Another insisted that anti-war socialists should be shot at once without an hour's delay. In the liberal telling of America's story, there are only two perpetrators of official misdeeds: conservatives and America, writ large. Progressives or modern liberals are never bigots or tyrants, but conservatives often are. For example, one will virtually never hear that the Palmer Raids, Prohibition, or American eugenics were thoroughly progressive phenomena. These are sins America itself must atone for. Meanwhile, real or alleged conservative misdeeds, say McCarthyism, are always the exclusive fault of conservatives in a sign of the policies they would repeat if given power. The only culpable mistake that liberals make is failing to fight hard enough for their principles. Liberals are never responsible for historic misdeeds because they feel no compulsion to defend the inherent goodness of America. Conservatives, meanwhile, not only take the blame for events not of their own making, that they often work the most assiduously against, but find themselves defending liberal misdeeds in order to defend America herself. War socialism under Wilson was an entirely progressive project, and long after the war, it remained the liberal ideal. To this day, liberals instinctively and automatically see war as an excuse to expand governmental control of vast swaths of the economy. If we are to believe that classic fascism is first and foremost the elevation of martial values and the militarization of government and society under the banner of nationalism, it is very difficult to understand why the progressive era was not also the fascist era. Indeed, it's very difficult not to notice how the progressives fit the objective criteria for a fascist movement set forth by so many students of the field. Progressivism was largely a middle-class movement equally opposed to runaway capitalism above and Marxist radicalism below. Progressives hoped to find a middle course between the two, what the fascists called the Third Way, or what Richard Ely, mentor to both Wilson and Roosevelt, called the golden mean between laissez-faire individualism and Marxist socialism. Their chief desire was to impose a unifying, totalitarian moral order that regulated the individual inside his home and out. The progressives also shared with the fascists and Nazis a burning desire to transcend class differences within the national community and create a new order. George Creel declared this aim succinctly: "No dividing line between the rich and poor, and no class distinctions to breed mean envies." This was precisely the social mission and appeal of fascism and Nazism. In speech after speech, Hitler made it clear that his goal was to have no dividing lines between rich and poor.